Now you've had a lot of experience in this. Why do you think that the United States government is so hot on pot? Why do you think that they're waging this war? Do you have any ideas on what this is all about?
Yeah, I think that there's several reasons, but I think mainly it's a monetary greedy thing, and that pharmaceutical companies are threatened because marijuana could replace lots of pharmaceutical drugs, because it's good for pain, it's good for relieving migraine headaches, asthma, helping relieve nausea and stimulate appetite for patients with AIDS and cancer, relieving intraocular pressure of the eye for glaucoma patients. And there's so many things that it does, and it's a beautiful healing herb, and I think that pharmaceutical companies are threatened by that. And I think also that the prison industry is the fastest growing industry in the United States.
Growth industry.
Yeah, and that, they've spent $17 million a day building prisons. They shut down schools and turn them into prisons on a regular basis now. And there's 1 in 6 people in prison for marijuana. Marijuana arrests every 40 seconds. So there's obviously an imbalance.
So there's a financial monetary incentive to keep the status quo just the way it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise the floodgates may open up. Do you see... Are you optimistic in the long term for a change? Do you smell a change in the wind here? Or how do you think it's going to go in the next 10, 20 years?
I do. I think that with Canada being the United States' neighboring country and Canada's so close to legalizing it, that if that happens here, that the United States won't be too far behind. That's my hope anyway. And I think that a lot of positive changes are happening, and good things are going on as well. So hopefully there'll be enough cases that will make a difference, and maybe there'll be an enlightened judge or two in the United States who will help make a difference as well.